man was once asked, "What is the key to morality?" And he answered, "That I know how much of a danger I am to everyone else." You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. Stay with us. That is Jungle with Keep Moving. We are going to keep moving here this entire time because we're talking about morality. Anybody a Pete Singer fan out there? We read the Effective Altruism Pete Singer article written in the 70s. Good job out there, Pete. Got a couple anecdotes from that coming straight out of moral anthropology, so that is what is going to be coming to you. Great lineup. Also, I'm really excited about all the music I'm going to play today. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. You can listen at WMFO.org. You can listen. You can call in 855-915-WMFO. This is Tufts Reform Radio. Stick around with us.
I kept up all of my defenses, but you pressed on to tear them down. Saw love through those colored lenses. I think I've been found. Guess I'm attracted to the chaos, to all the trouble you create. My common senses have been turned off. Oh, I can't feel the pain. Baby, let's get lost in the moment. I don't care if I make it out alive. Baby, let's just go through the motions. We'll only fall in love if we lose our minds. So let's get lost. Oh, baby, let's get lost. Mm-hmm. Let's get lost. Mm-hmm. So let's get lost. Mm-hmm. I may be testing my own limits of how much tension I can take, but I'll be honest, babe, I need it. Open a bit, nothing feels much better than this. Don't pretend you're calling it quits, no. Leave the door cracked open a bit, nothing feels much better than this. Don't pretend you're calling it quits, no. Baby, let's get lost in the moment. I don't care if I make it out.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. We had just right then That Life, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, followed by Chris James, Let's Get Lost, followed by, of course, Inside Out by Spoon, a beat you just want to live inside. Bump, ba-dump, bump. Oh my gosh. I'm also going to say this. Somebody in the studio removed what I'm going to call the governor on the volume for the in-studio speakers. So you can turn the speakers up a little bit louder. It is awesome. Just being in a room with like loud music is such a visceral experience. It's transformative. It is awesome. So I am like, I'm loving that. I think it's awesome. The governor's probably just been increased a little bit, but oh, getting the like punch of the kick drum, and especially there where the bass is like following it. Oh man, what a blessing. What a blessing. All right. Quick update on morality. All right, so I mentioned Peter Singer at the top of the show. He was a philosopher from the 70s, and he wrote kind of the intellectual, I don't know, nascent, the beginning of moral, like of effective altruism, right? Of sort of like a pragmatic approach to the world and to how we help people and stuff. He uses this classic example, the drowning child, right? If you were walking down the street and you saw a kid, you know, drowning, you would intervene, right? To do otherwise would be awful, right? Doing nothing is actually doing something. This example echoes there's a Chinese philosopher from centuries ago named, what is his name? Menius. Has the same, exact same thing. A child is drowning, right? Wouldn't a person be compelled to save that child, right? Now, if it was anybody else, right? If it wasn't a child, because children sort of represent this sort of naivete, they have almost no agency over their lives, and then they have high relationality to everybody else, right? Their parents, all that kind of stuff, right? If it was my mother-in-law, I would think twice, or maybe even three times. That's kind of like a quick mother-in-law joke out there. But anyway, Menius says, of course we would save the child, right? To do otherwise would be unthinkable. Now, using that framework, basically Menius concludes humans are good, right? Humans are good. Now, see, the thing that Peter Singer does in the 70s is he modifies that. He uses the same exact scenario, says, all right, people are going to save someone in distress. Certainly somebody who they would view as sort of this has this innocence. Or inability, a definite lack of agency to save themselves. People help. But conditions can prevent us from seeing that. And humans are actually crappy because we have to be reminded that folks are in trouble, right? Peter Singer says we have to remind ourselves that there's somebody on the other side of the world who needs our help, or somebody on the other side of the street who needs our help. That unless it is inherently obvious, as in you are walking down the street and you see someone in need right before your eyes, that humans will actually do nothing. And so you have to counter that, right? You have to counter that. So you have Menius and you have Singer, same exact scenario, two different conclusions. Anyway, let's get back to the music while you ponder the consequences of that. This is some Dayglo. Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate, and this show's Fast and Loose. If you're thinking about potentially calling in 855-915-9636, got a quick PSA for you. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, quick PSA on the old weather out there. It's wonderful. It was warm. Now it's a little bit colder. I got the sweater on today. I think this is it. I've made a couple calls this week. Number one, pickleball is going to be an Olympic sport and a D1 collegiate sport in 5 years. The other call I'm going to make is from this point forward, it will be cold here in Boston. You can take that to the bank. You can take that to the bank, and you can say, how do I invest in pickleball? And they're going to say, it's really shaky right now because there's three leagues. I suggest you just go play and have fun. By the way, pick up pickleball 10 a.m. over here at the lower parking lot. We chalk a court into the tennis court, and we play. It's a lot of fun. We hope that there's no wind. That's the thing. The strategy is just hope there's not a ton of wind. But anyway, also, big time shout out to, if you're ever on Beacon Street on the Somerville-Cambridge line, P&K Deli over there by the Harvard Divinity School. Wonderful. You go see Mark, you get a sandwich. This show comes right after my weekly run to P&K to get a sandwich. It's fantastic. I eat it here in the break room of the studio. It's a wonderful thing. A sandwich is a wonderful thing. And I like hope for the rest of my life that I get as much enjoyment out of eating a sandwich that I do currently right now. All right. A little bit more music. No. A lot more music. Oh. A lot more music. Stay with us. If Peter Singer, the person, is listening to this show, please call in. I would love to have a conversation with you on air. That would be great. All right. Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. Let's talk about it. Begin here. Great, good, fine. Okay, you're the one for me. Also, for the astute listeners out there, any four-word band name is good by me. Any single one. You give me one, and I'm going to sit there and be like, you know what? There's a redeeming quality to that band that I would make as a normative statement. That if you get four words in there, number one, Do Make Say Think, which I played during the break. More of an instrumental, for sure. But the previous break, that was If I Only. Currently, the only song in Rivendell of all the million songs. I don't know. They're in Rivendell here on the station computers. Only Do Make Say Think song. In college, in undergrad, I had a wall-sized Do Make Say Think poster about from a show that they played in Greece. If you know that show, I've since lost that image, but it was like a blown-up image of this show. So all the words were in Greek except for just giant Do Make Say Think. It made me look really cool because it was like an imposing band that a lot of people haven't heard of. And that's really the key, right? Is to be like, wow, these guys seem like a big deal, and they also are not somebody I've heard of. What a world. What a world Nate must be living in. You know? That's the goal. That's the goal. Puts people on the back foot every single time. After that was Die Happy by Dreamers. And then Weekend Friend by Goth Babe was one I just played. Fun, like, I mean, the great, I've played that song a few times on this show. Weekend Friend. It's just great. It's a 2019 track, but I think it's one of those, you know, gems as we sift through the rubble of the pandemic, right? The little kernels of gold that we find, and I feel like that's one I want to keep, and it's definitely going to make some end of the year stuff. Also on that like end of the year stuff, I also played Changing of the Seasons by Two Door Cinema Club from 2013, a song that's like, you know, whatever, 25 years old. That is a great song, right? Because that kind of gets to the point of like, all right, is this proximity literally the only reason why I like or not like or love or not love anybody? Right? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. No. Every day since you've left, I thought less and less of you, according to the fine folks at Two Door Cinema Club. Anyway, a couple more songs. There's one by The Strokes. Yeah. I like this one a lot. I like the title a lot.
We
And now you don't know how you could.
Hey, I'm going to come back in here real quick to say thank you for listening to Fast and Loose. Stick around on WMFO in Medford. Great shows all day. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you later.